This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Taking your phone calls. David Knight's coming in. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Who should we go to next here? Russell in Alaska, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I'm calling about a Snapchat video that was just sent to me by a relative. Specifically warning children. Apparently, Snapchat has now just put in a new feature that they didn't announce. It's called Snap Maps or Friend Stalker that allows you to see where and what your friends are doing at all times. They didn't tell anybody about this. You can shut it off by going to a ghost feature, but there's a video on YouTube about it. Hold on a second. Damn it.
No, I see the articles. I appreciate it. How to turn off your Snap Map on your child's smartphone. All these big mega apps are Trojan horses to basically be able to track everything you do. Just like Pokemon Go admitted that really it was Google sending you out to buy the data from the game maker. If you think you're going to see video a monster, it just puts a monster where it wants street view video. So instead of having to have vans drive around and do it, or people, they've got your kids running around doing it.
Yep, Roger, so that's just what I wanted to let you guys know. Like I said, I just got the video today.
Well, I'm glad you care about this. You know, we tell folks about stuff like this years ago. They wouldn't believe us, but sure enough, you're right. In fact, guys, will you print me that article? Thank you. Snapchat's new map feature raises fears of stalking and bullying. Yeah, this is all a perfect way to kidnap kids, basically. This is government and corporations wanting into your children's lives. Remember 12, 14 years ago in Philadelphia, the school system gave kids laptops that taxpayers paid for. They weren't free. They called them free. And they were watching the kids at home, and a naked girl was eating Skittles. So they thought they were drugs, a naked 10-year-old, and then they took the girl away or whatever, sent the police. And then, of course, the school was there watching them naked at home and watching them in the showers. This is what they do. But national media didn't want a discussion about that at the time, Russell. They didn't want a discussion about that at the time. And so what they did was just say, oh, we're liars. It didn't exist. But now notice they've gone from it doesn't exist to just it's everywhere. You saying something else there? Yeah, it's weird how these phone systems work. I think phones have gotten worse, not better sometimes. I mean, have you noticed cell phones, the quality's gone down unless you have a digital-to-digital connection, then it sounds great. It's just pure torture. But great point. I'm glad that caller called in to get that information out to us. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to O'Brien in Maryland. O'Brien, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, and happy 4th of July to everybody out there. For those who are saying that basically Trump needs to be...
Do me a favor, this is what I was just talking about. I only have one rule with calls, and I want them to be screened so that I can understand them. Now, maybe it's me, but I can hardly understand anybody these days. Can you back off your phone just a little bit?
How's this?
It's a little bit better. Go ahead.
Well, basically, everybody's saying that basically Trump isn't getting a lot of this stuff done or whatever, but basically the big one is that basically Hillary hasn't been charged, Jeff Sessions hasn't gone after Hillary Clinton, and basically with everything that's been going on there, I just need to tell people just try to be patient. I mean, there's a lot of people that would basically try to block Trump and Sessions from doing all this, and pretty much if he does make a move on Clinton, they may basically get they'll build up a defense against her, against Trump, and basically try to be block him on that. So I think he's trying to wait for probably a second or third turn.
All right, I made out about half of what you had to say, and I appreciate your call because the half I got was really, really, really important. Thank you. I'm going to come back and speak to that specifically here. on the other side. I may go completely to our own phone system and stop using GCN. I think it may be their system, or God knows. Or maybe it's me that can't understand half of what anybody's saying anymore. I mean, it is just absolutely out of control. We'll be right back. I'm going to address what he was talking about patience with Trump.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Cicera. A few other callers I'm going to get to, then I'm going to get out of here and let David Knight host the rest of this hour. We are very, very close to David launching the first new broadcast here on the InfoWars Radio Network in conjunction with GCN and others. In the next few weeks, we're getting it done. The crew's coming in. Be able to launch that at 8 o'clock in the morning every day until noon. When I join you, or I guess 9 to noon, depending on how many hours we decide to kick this off. Then we're going to have some other broadcasts that are going to be starting, tailored towards syndication on radio, but also having the television dimension. David's going to tell you about a few of the stories he's got coming up before I go back to your calls. And then I'm going to answer a question from the last caller telling everybody we really need to give Trump patience. Well, I mean, it's beyond that. The elites of the globe are after him. He has rightfully come out and said, just repeal Obamacare if you can't do it right. He's trying to bring forward good tax cuts for everybody and restart the economy. We know those bring in more money when you cut taxes and you do it right than higher taxes do because he gets the economy going. We know that he's killing globalist, star in the crown, jewel of the crown events like the TPP, like the carbon tax, securing the borders. They hate him, the pedophile pope. All of them. There is an ongoing war. He's going after the pedophile rings. Trump is listening to this broadcast. Trump is awake, and so they are in full hysteria mode. So to answer your question, sir, absolutely. People should understand that we're in the battle with Trump. If he goes sideways, we'll expose him. The fact is, though, Trump understands this wave of awakening is here. We're all in this together. And the globalists know that if they can make him lose his 30% of the population, is only about half voted, his 30% of the population that supports him, then he's a dead duck. We'll be destroying our own vanguard trying to fix things and change things, turning the coal back on, giving us cheap energy again. Look at energy prices dropping again. Look at everything Trump's doing. The problem is, and I'm sure you'll play the footage later that Owen got, I meant to get to it, of downtown Austin, the communists, the anti-fascists, again, that's an oxymoron, the Soros fascists, coming up screaming, yelling mindlessly, hatefully. These people are literal mind control victims, drooling idiots. David Knight?
You're absolutely right, Alex. And when we look at what's going on with Obamacare, I think it's very important to see what Trump has started doing this last weekend. He tweeted out on Friday, hey, if we can't get this solved, let's just go with repeal. And now we have that movement building over the weekend on several Sunday shows. We've had a lot of senators coming out and saying that's the thing that we need to do. And I think that that's really the key. It's almost, Alex, when you look at it, it's almost like these multilateral trade deals that they try to get through. And they can't get these multilateral trade deals through because they're so complicated. Even a bilateral trade deal is complicated. But, of course, we also know the multilateral trade deals are about setting up a third-party system, a new form of government
that makes the decisions.
Exactly.
The politicians are voting to create a new global system of government, tax exempt, separate from us, and transferring power to a new entity. It's total fraud. Like if somebody inside your business who's a manager through white paper fraud, through executive fraud, sits there and sets up a new company and transfers all the ownership and control to that company.
Exactly. And the key thing about Obamacare, and the progressives understand this. We've had Senator Elizabeth Warren coming out and say,
she said it's about single payer. It's about destroying it.
That's where it is going. And so we're going to take a look.
But again, we're conspiracy theorists because we heard Ezekiel Emanuel that wrote it saying it's meant to destroy the current system. It's meant to bankrupt it and have private interest make you be a single payer and pay whatever they want to make you. It's about private corporations raping you with a Republican establishment behind it. We're proven totally right. And they turn around and call us conspiracy theorists.
It's crony capitalism, it's economic fascism, it is death panels. Let's just put it that way. And a good example of this, we're going to talk about this today, is this child in England who has a very rare disease. They have an experimental treatment. They would like to at least try that, have a GoFundMe experiment, but these people do not have the legal right to do that. When you have a single-payer system, the doctors and the hospitals can't contribute their, give free health care to people. They won't even allow this child to go home to die, even though the parents said, we will pay for it. That's the tyranny of single-payer. That's what we're going to get if the progressives are allowed to continue down this path of Obamacare, just as Alex pointed out, that is designed to destroy the healthcare system that we have here, to make it such a basket case that the government steps in and say, don't worry, we'll provide free healthcare for everybody.
And then only a select few mega corporation banks that own the insurance companies who wrote it to begin with as a weapon to bankrupt our economy, consolidate control, and that's their admission. That's what's so frustrating is that just like, here's a microcosm, I'll take a few final calls because you're taking over. We wrote an article 13 days ago, Mike Barrett for Infowars.com, linking directly to the U.S. Geological Survey and the Fish and Wildlife Service that does the main stocking in the ocean, but also in the rivers, streams, and lakes. The fact that 85% of one species, but all the species, are basically becoming bisexual or, quote, gay. The male fish only want to have sex with males. And that's what these chemicals that we're drinking do. Then I've got all these government documents written by White House science czar John P. Holdren, back when he wasn't even in the administration of Obama, saying this was the plan in 1974, and then they make jokes about the gay frogs and the gay fish. We broke this weeks ago. And then here it is in a stack of news today, London Telegraph, Associated Press, reporting on the exact same Fish and Wildlife report. Now, here's the issue. That would have never been in the London Telegraph or anywhere if we wouldn't have first published it and linked to it. That's what InfoWars does. It's not that we're that special. If the media did its job, there'd be so much competition, we wouldn't exist like that. It's that they aren't supposed to report on that. We force them to. That's our real value. That's what we do. So it doesn't work anymore just coming out and saying that we're liars, we're kooks. No, the fish aren't gay. This is blown up in their face. And that's what our job is.
And what they try to do is to try to destroy you by ridicule and say, oh, you're talking about gay frogs again. And it's like, this is a government report that we're talking about here. And when you look at what's happening to the fish, what's happening to those of us who are drinking municipal water? Because municipal water doesn't filter out these
chemicals. The same runoff.
The reason. Exactly. That's one of the
reasons. You wonder why women are hyperfeminized and getting accelerated cancers in their hormone-based tissues, and why boys are acting effeminate. It's a fact that they admit the studies in these articles where they're doing it with mammals, fish, and amphibians, turning them female and turning them bisexual and, quote, testing.
Yes.
So regardless, they know all this. Now, separately, I don't want to bash Robert David Steele. I'm going to get him back on, but he's a former CIA guy, pretty high level, in actual covert operations on the ground, a case manager, never talks about space aliens, all the stuff we don't touch. He comes on in the middle. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time. He comes on in the middle of a discussion about the Pope's right-hand man, number three in the Vatican, caught procuring hundreds of young boys, indicted for raping them, admitting he knew about rapes and did nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he blurts out, oh, yeah, like they've got slave colonies on Mars. I say, I don't know about that. I don't agree with that. There are secret programs in space, but those are for weapon systems. That's admitted. It's secret weaponization of space. They now put in hundreds of publications that I say there's Mars bases. Look at this. Trump endorsed media. See, Trump, now it's to target Trump. So first, I didn't say it. So then they say, I said something I didn't say. Then they say, Trump endorsed media says this. This is out of Slate. They had a NASA press conference saying this.
Yeah.
Again, what do you do when everything we said about the Pope being a pedophile, reportedly, protecting pedophiles, bringing in pedophiles, his top people protecting pedophiles being pedophiles. I go to Rome to document it. Name by name, it comes out what I said 2 years ago. I mean, we met with the police, you name it. I went to the Vatican, folks. The police of the Vatican are upset about this. Do I get some type of prize being right? No. They just say, oh, Jones believes there's sex slaves on Mars. See how they do it.
Yeah, that's what and that's the question is, did he do this deliberately to move this narrative away from what's really happening? Alex, when we went to follow the Pope and he was doing his New World Order tour, he's trying to put a moral face on the New World Order.
It's called collectivism.
Yeah, exactly. Saying we're going to take over economics, we're going to make socialist economics, we're going to open your borders, we're going to have, for the sake of the planet, we're going to control your economy, we're going to take away your sovereignty with environmental regulation. So he was the moral face for the New World Order, and he does this tour that you sent me on to cover with Jakari. We went from Washington to New York to Philadelphia, and in Philadelphia he had a world meeting of families. And I talked to survivors of abuse. It's a survivors network of abuse by priests. It's called SNAP. And I interviewed some ladies that were there because they were very concerned about what happened within the Catholic Church. And there was one individual that was there from Pennsylvania, and he had not taken action. He'd covered for these pedophile priests. They got him out of the area to another jurisdiction. But he was brought in by this Pope to celebrate the world meeting of families. That's what happens within that papal institution.
That's right. In fact, the Jesuits and this Pope controlling the investigation with the cardinal who's been indicted, they use their own investigation to blackmail the last Pope out to bring in this new Pope. You've never had two living popes at the same time. I mean, this shows the amazing change that's going on in our world, David Knight.
And you know, when Pope Francis became Pope, this was already a hot issue. And he said, well, I think maybe 2% of the priests are pedophiles. Well, that's not what Australia says. After a multi-year investigation, they say that it's about 7% in Australia. In some jurisdictions, 15%.
And when you go higher, it's a higher percentage. It is a leadership mark.
That's right.
So they can control you. David, how big is it?
Well, even if you go with his 2% figure, we did the math on it at the time, that would have been 8,000 pedophile priests. And at the time I interviewed those ladies who were part of SNAP, They said nothing has been done. And it was 2 years after he'd become pope. He had done absolutely nothing. So he admits, by his estimate, which is incredibly conservative, incredibly low, that there's 8,000 pedophile priests, but he does nothing about it for 2 years. Here we are 2 years later, and here's number three guy is now being indicted.
He was in charge of the cover-up.
Yeah.
He ran the investigation and was quoted in newspapers last year. There's one of the articles that's saying he knew they'd been raped, but the kids didn't complain.
Yes, yes. And you have people who, that he created a panel of survivors of abuse by priests, and these people have been leaving the panel saying, this is nothing but a cover-up, and I'm not going to be a part of this cover-up. They know what they should do. They're not doing it, and so they have left. And that's precisely what he's done. Window dressing and misdirection, which is all we ever get from these institutional pedophiles, and the Vatican is part of that.
And remember, the pedophilia is only the gateway. The Satanism, all of it keeps coming out because this is psychopath test.
Yes.
The psychopaths want to test people to see if they can be compromised and see if they're like them to build this legion of evil, this legion of doom. Let's go ahead.
Dennis Hastert's a great example of that, Alex. You know, the guy who they handpicked this guy to be a congressman. They knew he was a pedophile. They pushed him up to the position of Speaker of the House. They left him there longer than anybody has been there. And then when they finally came against him, Alex, they didn't come against him for that. They came against him for something that shouldn't have even been a crime, taking out his money out of his bank and doing it in a way to try to hide it from the bank that was asking him questions.
Sure, they always go with another crime. Like, don't get Clinton for the missile secrets to China and the nuclear reactors in North Korea. Okay, who's up first there? They want to talk about the 4th of July. I can't read that caller. Who's that? Sierra in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm Sierra.
Yes, you are, ma'am.
Alex, David, good afternoon.
Thank you.
In 1776, July 4th, Americans officially proclaimed their independence from the their version of the globalists,
yes,
the English powers. And I think that in 1776, July 4th, you know, to be the day that Americans decide to declare our independence from the globalists now, and the mainstream media and all of these horrible powers that are suppressing us.
That's right. And just like an abusive husband or somebody, we don't want to be back with them no matter what they say, no matter what they do. We're done. So let me ask you this question, Sierra, and let me ask David this. What are they going to do as the tantrums and the calls for violence and all the bizarreness only intensifies and none of it helps them and only turns people off more against them? What are they going to do?
Well, I'd advise them to step down.
No, I agree. But what are they going to do? What are they going to do, David?
I think they're going to double down. These people are never going to go peacefully. Nobody ever gives you your freedom. And the people who had Brexit 1776 understood that. They said, we're not going to be carried on a feather bed to a state of liberty. We're going to have to fight for it. And folks, they're going to go out fighting. They're going to try to tear down the temple with them when they go out. And that's always the way that they keep power. They want chaos. They want to destroy the order that we have now. So then out of those ruins, they can build the system that they want to build. And that's going to be their plan. That's going to
and
be
really what it is temple. They're destructive. It's a mental illness with people that they think if they tear it all down, they'll be in charge. It never works.
No.
And this happens in businesses. It happens anywhere. Like weirdos get in and they think, if I run off all the good people, I'll be in charge. No, you end up running yourself off. It's like this weird instinct that losers have that if there's anybody else around them that's competent, that lessens them instead of it makes them stronger.
They're not rational, and they're evil, and they want power more than anything, and they'll do anything to keep that power. And so that's what makes them so dangerous, what makes this such a dangerous situation. You know, crisis is danger and opportunity. That's the old Chinese symbol.
It is.
That's what we're in right now. We're in a time of crisis, with great danger, but also great opportunity.
I want to play a clip again because it's so profound. I rarely play a clip twice in one broadcast. But Trump coming out and saying the public has lost trust in the media has destroyed its trust in the people, and there's no putting it back together again. They could have been more subtle about it, but no, they've been so arrogant that they have destroyed themselves. And I totally agree with Trump's statement on that. No matter how far they go, they're never going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle. Then he said, they think they're president. They're not. They lost. We won. Again, it's so profound, but it's so simple at the same time. And I made the point, David, before we go to this clip, Trump gives powerful clothes to July rally, his greatest power is delivering on what he says he'll do,
yes,
not caring when they attack him, making it a joke, but he's able to continue to change the subject onto what he wants to in the news cycle and play them like a fiddle because they're so narcissistic they can't even see they're being played. They can't even see they're losing. So as they double and triple and quadruple down, what are they going to do when it finally dawns on them that they're complete losers?
Well, it's a Humpty Dumpty media, isn't it? They've fallen down and they can't get up. They can't put themselves back together again. And the deep state can't put them together again. People are awakening. Once you wake up to something, once you realize that you've been lied to and deceived, that breaks the spell. It really does. And so they have a big problem right now. But you see people like Carl Bernstein, who has been the idol of journalists since Watergate. He's the venerated head of state of journalists.
He's a joke.
He's come out now and he's removed this facade of rational objectivity, which was always a lie. Nobody is completely objective. Nobody is disinterested.
The media has lowered.
That's right.
They have lowered any pretense, and they're frothing piranhas that are all one-upping each other, and it's a process of radicalization. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Trump gives powerful close to July rally.
And though we have many stories, we all share one home and one glorious destiny, a destiny that's getting better and better every single day. And whether we are black or brown or white, and you've heard me say this before, we all bleed the same red blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. We face many challenges. There are many hills and mountains to climb. But with the strength and courage of the patriots assembled in this room tonight, we will scale, and you see it all the time, and we're doing it all the time, because we're scaling those summits, and we will get the job done.
I mean, these are profound speeches.
We will all prove worthy of this very important moment in history.
There's no way he could not be real.
We will prove worthy of the sacrifice that our brave veterans have made.
And that's why the enemy, that's enough of the clip. That's why the enemy is throwing everything they've got against Trump. David Knight's taking over here in about 3 minutes. We're going to go to break. He's going to take over and host the rest of the transmission. Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Just briefly before we go any further, I need to fund this operation. I want to launch 5 or 6 more shows. I want to hire 15 more people at least. I've got to get crew. I've got to get more folks to switch the cameras. I've got to get more writers, more researchers. I've got to get more reporters so we can send people out in the field and have somebody in the field basically all the time. And that is due all because of your support. So imagine how far InfoWars has come in fighting the globalist. The enemy recognizes us as one of their main enemies now. That's why we're attacked so much. Imagine what will happen if you continue to fund us. And I'm telling you, gut health is so important. MycoZX is back in. Nobody else has got this. This goes after the yeast. This goes after the mold. It goes after the candida. It goes after the fungus. MycoZX is the latest probiotic. It's amazing. This is the type of stuff that's sold in super high-end clinics from doctors. It is wildcrafted and organic. It is concentrated, and it goes like a horse and carriage with Biome Defense 50 billion live strains per pill, an amazing probiotic. Again, the pesticides kill the good bacteria. The bad ones move in. You put good ones back in. It moves the bad ones out. is so amazing. I've had a lot of friends and family and others that have had serious bowel problems. It's epidemic because of the pesticides and other things in the gut. But the answer, as so many of them have said, is probiotics. You add the MycoZX that's back in stock after being sold out for close to 6 months. You add that to knock out the fungus and the mold and other garbage that builds up. The reports we're getting are simply amazing. Hundreds and hundreds of reviews, 4.8 stars. We'll be back with David Knight.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this day before Brexit 1776, the 2017 edition of that. I saw somebody tweet that out, and I thought that was absolutely perfect. Because it was a globalist empire that we fought against. We wanted to have control over our own lives. And it was an act of secession. Yes, that dirty word that we keep hearing over and over again. And again, as we were talking about, what are the globalists going to do? We know they're not going to go quietly. You know, there's certain times that we've seen in history and certain people, like between the Scandinavians, we've had Sweden, Denmark, Norway, they have at different times they've been consolidated together in one government. At other times they've peacefully gone their own way. Same thing happened with Czechoslovakia. You had the Czech Republic, the Slovaks, they went their own ways peacefully. But that doesn't tend to happen in most places. In most places, those in power will not give it up without a fight. but we're going to keep trying to do this, and we're going to try to do it peacefully if we can, but we're going to do it one way or the other. Now, when we look at Obamacare, and I think this is very interesting, as we see that Donald Trump tweeted out on Friday, if Republican senators are unable to pass what they're working on now, they should immediately repeal, he put uppercase, and then replace at a later date. And subsequent to that, we had Rand Paul, we had Ben Sasse come on and say, yeah, we'd like to see repeal first and then replace it. I think just from a pragmatic standpoint, that makes a great deal of sense. But the thing that I have always been concerned about, and I think that's why we need to have repeal first, the thing I've always been concerned about is this plan that originally came out with Paul Ryan, where phase two was going to be using the powers of the health czar that had been created, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Those dictatorial powers that had been given to the health czar were then going to be used to remove some of these oppressive regulations that Obama had put on us. The problem with that, of course, is that if you don't repeal it, if you use the power structure, the illegitimate power structure that was put in place by Obama, that illegitimate power structure is then going to be used to attack you by the next administration. So you have to get rid of the unconstitutional, the tyrannical structure that has been put in place. So after Trump said that on Friday, we had a top White House official and several senators saying on the Sunday shows that Congress should consider a standalone bill to repeal Obamacare if they can't agree on how they're going to replace it. And this is what Mark Short, the White House's legislative affairs director, said. He said, if the replacement part is too difficult for Republicans to come together, then let's go back and take care of the first step and repeal. And this is what Short and Senator Sasse have noted. They said, you have 50 members who are on record already as having voted for that recently. So that is an option. At that point, if you repealed it, then you can come back with a replacement effort that could be more bipartisan. Also, Senator Mike Lee said yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation, the idea of proceeding on two separate tracks is very much worth considering. There is a consensus that is being built on that. Donald Trump is going to have to lead because you're not going to get the leadership from McConnell. You're not going to get the leadership from Paul Ryan. Those are guys who use this as a wedge issue to get elected, but they never had any interest, in my opinion, to repeal it. They never had a plan. They never had a plan to replace it. And if you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail. And that's basically what has happened. It's as if after 8 years of saying how they're going to get out of this, Donald Trump gets elected, said we need to replace this, we need to repeal it and replace it, and they come out as if they had never heard of the idea before. These are people who have run election after election to get elected, saying we're going to repeal and replace it, but they had no plan. They hit the ground flat-footed weeks after Donald Trump took office. They still didn't have a plan, and they still haven't crafted anything. And the way that they've done it, by doing it in secret, dropping this massive bill on people, was designed to fail. So now we have Mike Lee, we have Ted Cruz coming out and saying, let's repeal it. We've got a consensus building with the people who are the conservatives, the people who campaigned against Obamacare and really meant it. Remember that we've got the GOP establishment that, as Elizabeth Warren said, we have tried a Republican plan. She pointed out that Obamacare was really Romney Care. That's absolutely right. She's from Massachusetts. She knows that what we had with Romney Care, that was supported also by Ted Kennedy, that was a Republican establishment plan. And so they gave us a choice in 2012. You know, we could pick Romney or we could pick Obama, but we were going to get that health care plan that was designed to fail. And she knows that the next step is single payer. And so I want to talk about this situation that now Donald Trump, again, brought to everybody's attention. The Pope came out and said something that was basically noncommittal, you know, saying, oh, I really feel your pain, but he's not going to say what should be done. But Trump says, hey, if I can help, let me know. Because this is a child, Charlie Gard, who last week got word that all of his appeals for health care were going to be shut down by the compassionate single-payer health system of the UK, the National Health System. They were not going to allow him to transfer to the United States for an experimental treatment. Now, that wasn't going to be allowed. They had a GoFundMe campaign, and it was a long shot, but it was their only shot. And they said, no, you're not going to be allowed to take that. Then they came back and they appealed that from the through the British courts, and they appealed it to the European Commission or whatever, some European court. All of these courts are nothing but death panels, folks. That's what we said from the very beginning, wasn't it? When the government controls your health care, and that's what single payer is, that means that the government is going to control everything about your health care. If doctors want to donate their services, not going to be allowed. If hospitals want to donate their services, not going to be allowed. If the public wants to get together in a GoFundMe campaign, not going to be allowed. So you have to understand that in the real world, everything is rationed, and that includes health care. It's going to be rationed one way or the other. The question is, who's going to make these decisions? And as long as you've got a free market, you can always have people come together and make an exception to the rule, come together to help an individual like this. But if you have single-payer health care, you're going to have a heartless bureaucracy that is going to dictate the terms of your health care, dictate the terms of everyone's health care. And they're not going to allow any exceptions at all. I want to play you what the parents had to say after they learned that their child had been given a death sentence. So they looked at it and they said, well, we've got three choices. And one of those choices that we would like to do is to bring the child home. And I want you to hear what they say, the government, the compassionate government, the single-payer system told them. Here's that clip.
And we had three options. One option was to let Charlie go in the hospital. The other option was to let Charlie go to a hospice. And the third option was to let Charlie go home to die. So we chose to take Charlie home to die. And we have said this for months, that that is what we want. That is our last wish if it went this way, the way it's gone. And we promised our little boy every single day that we will take him home. Because that is a promise we thought we could keep.
We want to give him a bath at home. We want to sit on the sofa with him. We want to sleep in the bed with him. We want to put him in a cot he's never slept in. But we're now being denied that. You know, we had a meeting yesterday where we were told we were going to discuss our options. And, you know, we said we'd like to take him home. If that's not possible, can we take him to a hospice? They said no to both. He has to die in that hospital tomorrow.
They said they couldn't get transport to take us home, so we've offered to pay for that privately with a private team, and they said that that's not an option.
You hear that?
You know,
let's step in at that point. So here they are. They've been told by the courts, by the single-payer government system, no, we're not going to allow you to have your child travel to get experimental treatment in the United States, even if you pay for it with the GoFundMe thing. No, your child is going to be killed. Your child is going to be killed. That was last Tuesday. We're going to take your child off of life support and kill him on Friday. And they said, well, can we, instead of letting him die in the hospital, can we take him home? We would like to spend some time with him. We've been talking to him about this. And they said, no, you can't do that. We don't have any money for it. We'll pay for it. No, that's not an option. You can't pay for it. See, single payer. No exceptions to this bureaucratic rule. Remember what George Washington said? This is something we should think about on this 4th of July. He said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is not compassion. It is force. It is force. And what we're talking about here is a health care that is operated by force, not by eloquence or reason or compassion, but by force. And like fire, it is a fearful servant. And a dreadful master. I will not be mastered by a government healthcare system, and you better not let this happen either. The only way we're going to stop this, one of us can't stand up against this. We're going to have to stand up against this collectively and say, the hell, you're not going to take away my healthcare. You're not going to do this to my children. You're not going to do it to my grandchildren. And I want to read you what the Washington Post said this last weekend. A British couple have been given more time with their terminally ill son. Isn't that nice? They gave them a bit of a reprieve. Still not going to let them go home. Still not going to let them go to hospice. Still not going to let them go to the United States for an experimental treatment. But the Washington Post, statists that they are, put their little spin on it and say, well, they've given them some more time with their terminally ill son. So they're not going to kill him just yet. We'll just let this play out a little bit longer. They say British courts decided that Charlie should be allowed to die after a legal battle in which doctors asserted the child had no chance of survival. That's their opinion. And Charlie's parents argued that there was an experimental treatment in the U.S. that they had not tried. They took it all the way to the European Court of Human Rights. What a joke. Court of Human Rights. Declined to hear the case on Tuesday, upholding the previous court's rulings. Let's talk about the Declaration of Independence. Remember, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that we have been given these inalienable rights by our Creator. The first one of those that they enumerated was life. Life. If you don't have a right to life, you don't have a right to anything. That's your first right, is your right to life. This is a late-term abortion, folks. This is a death penalty. This is not what we're going to allow in this country. This is not what this country is about. Elizabeth Warren is never going to get her single-payer system. We will fight this to the very end. We will fight this as vehemently as we would fight gun confiscation. And for the same reasons. We have to understand that these rights come from God. And we have to understand that we have the liberty to make these kinds of choices, that our parents have the right to make these kind of choices about their children. And as I said in the video, the parent said he'd fight to the very end, but we're not allowed to fight for him anymore. We can't even take our own son home to die. And that is the saddest thing, what you just heard them say. The parents offered, as I said, to pay for this, but they were told it was not an option because it's single payer. And we're going to tell you what you can and cannot do. And I think it's interesting to see Barack Obama, the guy who at the beginning of his campaign could not bring himself to put his hand over his heart even when they played the national anthem or at events. You have the picture that we showed yesterday, the article. You have Bill Richardson, even Hillary Clinton knows better than that. She knows that she has to at least show that she likes the United States outwardly. But Barack Obama could not hide his contempt. He would stand there with his hands down here like this in front of him, folded. He hates this country. And so where is he on this 4th of July? He's in the country that he grew up in Indonesia, in Jakarta. And he is talking about the founding documents of the New World Order, the Paris Climate Agreement, saying that this just is a temporary situation here with Donald Trump. We're going to get that back. You see, he doesn't support any of the principles that this country was founded upon. It's amazing when you look at it, actually. You know, you have Donald Trump making speeches, and as most American politicians would, he talks about the founding document of this country. He quotes the Declaration of Independence. Not Barack Obama. He warns about nationalism. And then he talks about the founding document of the New World Order, of the international order that he thinks that he's going to be in charge of. Is it any wonder, then, that we have this story that Drudge picked up from InfoWars.com by Kit Daniels? The History Channel tweets George Washington fighting at Gettysburg. On this day in 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg ends. That was right. It was on July the 3rd, and it was 1863, but it wasn't George Washington, was it? I mean, that's the History Channel. And, of course, see, if you've seen the History Channel specials, that really shouldn't be anything of a surprise. But here's the thing that's really kind of interesting. If you understand and you know anything about Civil War history, and of course we have a purge that is going on to remove all knowledge of history. It's very easy when people are so ignorant about history that they can put up a picture of George Washington at the Battle of Gettysburg, isn't it? That's the profound ignorance that we have here in our country, because education is no longer about giving people the tools to do their own research. It's not about giving them information. No, it is about social engineering. And, of course, the key part of the social engineering is white skin privilege that was created by Bill Ayers. That's why he left the Weather Underground and went into education, because he understood that was how you take over a country. And that's the way they're taking over our country. People like Bill Ayers, people like Nikki Haley, who used the photograph of that heinous murderer, Dylann Roof, has a Confederate flag in the back, and so therefore we have to remove all vestiges of history, regardless of how ignorant we are of it. Understand that the way the South saw this battle, and one of the reasons that Gettysburg was such a disaster, was because Robert E. Lee saw it as the Second War of Independence, and it truly was. Our first war was a war of secession. Our second war was a war of secession, of people who decided that they were going to control us from afar. Does it matter if that government is 100 miles away, or if it's 1,000 miles away, or if it's 5,000 miles away, or if it's on the other side of the ocean? No. We want the right of self-determination. That's what America was founded upon. That's what they fought against. You talk about the economic issues. Most, very, very few people in the South owned slaves. It was a rich man's fight, as many have said, but a rich man's war, but a poor man's fight. Most of the people who were involved there saw it as a war of Northern aggression. That's what they were fighting for. They were fighting for their independence. And if you want to go back and look at the charges of racism, look at what Abraham Lincoln said. Abraham Lincoln sounded like David Duke when he was talking about his race versus that race and how he wanted supremacy of that. For the most part, in the South, the leaders who owned slaves saw this as a kind of paternalism. And I would say it's the same kind of paternalism that we're now being sold with Obamacare, that we are going to take care of these people. Whether that's really what they believe or not, that was the way they sold it. Yes, it was their self-interest to have slaves. And yes, it was absolutely indefensible to have slaves. But now we're all slaves, aren't we? They abolished individual slavery, but now we have a situation where we're all on Washington's plantation. And we are going to be irrevocably on that plantation if we have a single-payer system. That's what they have tried to do. And, of course, the South saw what was going on. They understood that the economic issues that were involved were much larger than just the slavery economic issues. There were issues of trade, of internal improvements, as they called it, which today is really kind of crony capitalism, taking money from one section of the country for internal projects in another part of the area. That's what they were fighting against. That's what they were standing against. But we don't even know who the players were. But we're taking down the monuments all over this country to our independence, to the spirit of independence. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big Talk. Big Talk.
morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this July 3rd, 2017. I want to remind you that we have our 4th of July summer mega special that is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, and we have 30% off items, very popular items like Brainforce Plus, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Z-Shield that Alex was just talking about a half hour ago. 30% off all of those, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food, and again, remember, free shipping. Great time to stock up on this, to get it at a huge discount and free shipping. If something's very expensive to ship, take advantage of this. And this is something that's going to last for 25 years. All made in America, GMO-free, and resealable once you decide to open it. You can reseal it and use it for a little bit longer. It's not going to last for another 25 years once you reseal it and seal it back up. But its initial seal is going to last that for 25 years. And again, you can protect yourself against not only shortages at times of emergency, but you can also protect yourself against spikes in food prices that may happen. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail. That's things like the bug spray, the suntan lotion, 40% off. Give that a try. That's our new formulation, all natural ingredients. Nothing toxic in that bug spray like DEET. It's DEET-free, folks. And also Living Defense, 20% off. And again, store-wide, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, part of our 4th of July special. You know, one of the things that I got off on a tangent, I said, you know, they saw this, one of the names that Lee and others, we look at this History Channel, talking about the Battle of Gettysburg ending today in 1863, but then showing George Washington. One of the reasons that Robert E. Lee fought that and made that disastrous charge was because he had convinced himself that this was a righteous cause, just like the First War of Independence. They called it the Second War of Independence. And he believed that God was going to deliver victory into his hands to coincide with the 4th of July. Now, he was wrong about that, obviously. And a lot of times we'll look at things and we'll convince ourselves that God has given us a sign or whatever. That's a very dangerous thing. A lot of people died. It was tremendous slaughter in Pickett's Charge. But that was an insight into how they viewed the war. With the exception of Nathan Bedford Forrest, I can't think of anybody that was a general in the South that was really fighting to preserve slavery. They all knew it was finished. They had already seen that in the Bahamas, the British Empire had ended slavery by compensating the plantation owners. That could have avoided a lot of bloodshed, and they could have done that for less than the amount of money they spent on ammunition, let alone the disaster that happened in terms of human life, in terms of the destruction. But we need to remember on this day, and again on tomorrow, the 4th of July, we need to remember that the key thing for all of us is liberty. And it's not just about the slavery that was ended with the end of the Civil War. We need to understand that there are other forms of slavery. You know, we're talking about Obama being in Indonesia. Think about the fact about how, when we go back to the Declaration of Independence, that Obama erected multitudes of new offices. And he sent swarms of officers, 17,000 IRS agents, to harass our people and eat out their substance. That was a key part of Obamacare. That was the kind of guy that we have. We have to make sure that we declare our independence from that. We have to, the core thing always has to be, as the Founding Fathers understood, as the people who were fighting in the Civil War understood, the key thing has to be liberty. We have to fight for our liberty. And this is the thing that we need to look at tomorrow. I think it'd be interesting. I don't see presidents reading the Declaration of Independence. I don't think they could do that with a straight face anymore when you look at the different issues there. Depriving us in many cases of the benefit of trial by jury. How about civil asset forfeiture? Can we talk about the state of America with a straight face and still read the Declaration of Independence? I don't think we can. All right, join us again. We're going to have a special program tomorrow. Join us on July the 5th as well.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.